Early unofficial returns indicate Iraqi voters approved their new constitution in yesterday's referendum. President Bush congratulated Iraqis on successfully completing the vote. He said the level of participation by Iraq's Sunni Arabs was good news. Most Sunnis apparently voted no, fearing the new charter will leave them powerless and lead to the breakup of their country. Ellen Nickmeyer of The Washington Post is following the vote counting in Baghdad and joins me now. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It seems Iraqis have endorsed this referendum, but could the vote go the other way once all the ballots are in?
It's possible that it could. It looks like unofficial results say that the Constitution has passed. To me, the more interesting thing by far is how close the Sunni came to defeating the Constitution. They needed to reject it in three provinces, and they got really strong no votes in two provinces. One more province would have shut down the Constitution.
We've heard American leaders weigh in on this vote, the President, Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. Has there been any reaction there from Iraqi politicians?
The Sunni politicians are some of them are charging that the vote has been rigged, or that they expect the vote will be rigged and that they actually won. I think President Bush saw it as an encouraging sign that the Sunni voters turned out like they did, and there actually are some encouraging signs on this. To me, one of the most striking things is that the past 2 days particularly have been quiet. There have been no car bombs. The insurgents said they were going to stop attacks because they wanted Sunnis to go out and vote as a prelude to forming a political agenda for insurgents. If this holds, it's a major development, it's a major turn in Iraq.
What about irregularities? You had mentioned that some Sunni Arabs were saying that there were problems. Can you update us on any official reports of what may have happened at the polls?
We're hearing reports from people who thought about vote counting of ballot box stuffing. And what we heard was in Sunni areas, the Sunnis are charging that that also happened in Shia areas. And to me, it would almost be surprising if that didn't happen. When you look at the tradition this country had during the Hussein years, when election centers were expected to turn out 100% yes votes for Hussein.
We've seen reports that some Sunni leaders are upset with what they're hearing from U.S. officials. In particular, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was quoted as saying that, you know, while the vote count was in process, saying that the Constitution had probably passed. And they read that as sort of pressure on Iraq to make sure that it does pass. Have you been hearing anything like that?
We heard that from voters before the vote who said it doesn't matter what they do because this vote is going to go the way the United States wants it to go. So, yeah, if they have Condoleezza Rice come out afterward before the vote count is done and say she thinks it's passed, I mean, that doesn't give much of a signal that this is a hands-off operation for the United States.
Ellen Nickmeyer is Baghdad Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.